Hi, guys.
The big question is, do you want to be back?
Yeah, of course. I had a great experience here. You know, coming out of Buffalo, where unfortunately, you know, things weren't working out the way all of us wanted, to get a chance to be back in the mix and back in the playoff hunt and be a part of such a good group of guys. You know, it was a great experience.
Tyler says he's going to make a pitch to keep you around. Is he a pretty persuasive guy?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like I said, they're all great guys here, and starts all the way up top as well with the communication I've had with you know, Chevy and welcoming me here, and Tyler. You know, they were so accommodating to us, making that transition so easy. And obviously with Paul and the rest of the coaching staff, you know, they were great to us as well. And myself personally, you know, like I said, coming from where we were, the situation we were in Buffalo was extremely hard. It was extremely frustrating. And to be a part of this, and there's a lot of positive here. And, you know, like I said, I just had a great experience.
Is this city, this team, is this a fit for you?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so. I mean, it, as far as the chemistry that I had with whoever I was playing with there, you know, down the stretch run for us to make the playoffs, I mean, we had to win some pretty big games, and to be a part of that, like I said, it was extremely exciting, and I was grateful for the opportunity. Didn't end the way that we wanted. I felt as though everybody felt as though we could have a shot to have a pretty good run, and unfortunately, like I said, it didn't work out the way we wanted. But playing here and you know, with in front of the fans, I mean, that playoff atmosphere was something that I've never experienced before. So it was all good.
How much does it come down to business, though, at this stage?
Well, that's the side that you know, my agent and Chevy will work on. I mean, it's still obviously a little fresh. It's only been a couple days, so. I'm gonna head back home, you know, with the family and kind of regroup. And once that all settles down, you know, I'm sure we'll figure it out and let, like I said, let my agent and Chevy handle the business side of it.
Do you intend to get to July 1st, or would you like to work something out?
Like I said, I'm not sure. That's not my, you know, decisions. I mean, part of this process is being able to have an agent and work, like I said, work on that business side of things. And for me, it's just, like I said, now just kind of settling in with the family, getting back home, and spending a little time to reflect on what was pretty much a whirlwind year for me.
Can you take us through the process, Drew? Because from the outside looking in, you're heading into a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But on the other hand, you sort of got this tease of a lot of friends on this team, mm-hmm. some playoffs, close to home. So can you just maybe give us a pecking order of how you sort of are going to take it all in and evaluate it?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I had a great experience here. You know, I wouldn't call it a tease, I guess, because, I mean, there's a potential – the potential of me signing here. I mean, hopefully if I do get an offer from them, but at the same time, I had a great experience. I mean, some guys get traded away and it doesn't work out, and for whatever reason, you know, things get worse, you know, if with how the lineup is, the coaching, the city, the players, it's just not a fit for me. And I'm sure Tyler will tell you the same thing. I know he's got years on his contract, so it's a little different, but we've both enjoyed it tremendously here. And, you know, like you said, it was all a good experience. I mean, going into this summer, you know, the business side of things definitely do come out, but that's, like I said, that's why you hire an agent.
Because this is an organization that's tried to get you for a couple of seasons now, at least back to last year's trade deadline, and having it worked out the way it did, that must weigh into it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really aware of that. I don't really follow that stuff, but definitely flattered. I was flattered to even come here to begin with, to the fact that I was able to get some looks from these guys, and for them to, you know, take a chance on me. I, you know, very, very appreciative of that, and I really appreciate the opportunity to, you know, help this team contribute to get into the playoffs. Like I said, didn't end the way, you know, we wanted. I was kind of hoping to, you know, have more of a run and, you know, be a part of something here. But, you know, it was, like I said, it was a great experience overall.
You still not on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter, no. Absolutely not.
Is there part of your game that you felt was rejuvenated by this opportunity?
I'd say just mentally, overall. I mean, you could probably touch every area. I mean, it's all about having fun and enjoying the game. And when you're losing as much as you are, it's really hard. It's draining. And to just be back part of the mix of being in a playoff hunt, that's makes you excited to play again. And everything else kind of follows suit after that. I was fortunate enough to play with some really good players to be able to produce and score some goals and make some plays. So that's like I said, that's why you play the game, is to try and get into the playoffs. And unfortunately, it didn't end the way we wanted. But all in all, like I said, it was a great experience.
If you do get offers, what kind of weighs more? Is it the money? Is it the location? Is it that offering teams? Situation where their roster is? I mean, do you kind of weigh things differently?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's how it works. I've never gone through this before, but that's one of those things where it's a family decision. I mean, I have a wife, I have a newborn son, so depending on, how all that stuff goes, I mean, there's not one thing that you kind of rely on. There's many factors, like you mentioned all of them there, I think. Mm-hmm. I can't really think of any other ones, but when it comes down to decision time, you have to weigh all those factors. And you have to look at the chemistry that I've had here with some players, and the way the fans are here. And there's a lot of positives here. So definitely be keeping that in mind.
Drew, I don't know if you had an impression of Winnipeg prior to the trade. I don't know what you knew about Winnipeg, but did that change over the course of your stay here, and did it improve? Did it?
I mean, I'm a Midwest guy. I'm a small town kind of guy, so I'm not a big city guy to begin with. I mean, I went to college at down the road here in Grand Forks, so I'm kind of used to this area. And especially being in Buffalo for as long as I was, I mean, that's a blue collar city as well. It's very passionate fan base. I mean, they love their hockey. I mean, so, and it's very similar here. So I'm pretty simple with that when it comes to that kind of stuff. I'm not looking for the big city stuff, but I didn't get too much a chance to go around the city just because of the way things are working with the schedule, and mm-hmm. It's obviously focused on trying to get ahead here, but I just had a great experience for sure.
Is the location Thanks. In the city is that overblown for players, or is that a factor for players and their families?
I can't speak on the behalf of other guys. I don't know, what their situations are, but I know for myself, like I just said, I'm not a big city guy. I'm born and raised in Milwaukee. I played in Buffalo. I mean, I'm pretty used to the smaller town, the blue collar cities. So, it's all good for me.
Agents in this situation, do they insist you go to July 1st and see what's out there, or no?